You're listening to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here in the studio with me is Lindsay Burnett, co-owner of Bustin' Out Boutique. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming in today. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about your boutique for those who have never been there?
So Bustin' Out Boutique is a lingerie and maternity wear store. It's actually what our name is. And we are all about fit. So a fit for a good bra is what we really want to help women find. It's what we do. It's our passion.
That's great. Sounds like, so since women's bodies are your business and it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month as of today, the event you're holding for First Friday is the perfect fit, pun intended.
Yeah, that's a great pun. Good job. Yeah, so this Friday and actually Saturday, we're doing a mastectomy fit event at the store, and it's going to be an all-day event, and we're really excited about it.
All day Friday. And tell us what does that entail, mastectomy fit?
Mastectomy. Yeah. So a mastectomy fitting, it's a little bit different from our regular fittings because it requires us to know more about breast cancer, the progression of cancer, and where someone is in their treatment. But for the most part, it's all about finding a woman something that is comfortable before, during, and after she's going through treatment. It's hard to say exactly what a mastectomy fitting is because it's like, well, it's finding the right size bra for somebody who's had either a mastectomy, a lumpectomy, or some form of breast cancer or breast removal from cancer cells.
And you'll accommodate prosthetics?
We'll have prosthetics on hand. We don't have a ton of them. We have a variety of different styles because anybody who's had it, who has breast cancer, knows that it is incredibly expensive. And part of the reason that we're doing this is actually to help us become certified mastectomy fitters.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and what's important about being that, about being one of those in this town?
Yeah, so it's actually really great to be a certified mastectomy fitter because it means that we can give women the option to bill their own insurance for the items that they get. Because we currently aren't mastectomy fitters, we can't bill insurance, and women who purchase from us can't actually get reimbursed through insurance because we have a whole 500 hours of fittings that we have to do. We have 28 hours of credits that we have to take and tests that we have to pass in order to actually become certified. So at this point, as far as we know, we are the only ones in Southeast Alaska who are going to be certified mastectomy fitters. And I'm not sure about the rest of the state, but I don't know very many other people who are on this path in Alaska at all. So we will be one of the few places that you can actually get a certified mastectomy fit in Alaska.
I think that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We're excited.
Yeah, this Friday's event is a good start. And it's going on Friday and Saturday as well. So tell me a little bit about what's happening. How do people participate? Do they need appointments? What's the procedure?
For sure. So on Friday and Saturday, we are recommending appointments because my business partner, Hollis, and I are the only two who can actually do the mastectomy fittings. And we do request that people do go online because we've just set it up that we can do appointments. So you go online to bustinoutboutique.com/appointments and you can set up your appointment there. And we'll have walk-in appointments available. It's just not a guarantee, so we do recommend making the appointment. On Friday, it's going to be the whole day, basically. We'll have all of the things out, all of the prosthetics, the different bras out for people to come and see so they can get an idea. If there is appointments available for Saturday and they don't feel like doing it that day, they're welcome to make their appointment then. On Saturday, we're hoping to be just busy with appointments because it's about getting some hours and getting awareness out there that these products are available for women in Juneau, because one of the things that we've noticed just with regular bra fittings, with everyday bra fittings, is that a lot of women say, oh, well, now I don't have to go shopping while I'm down in Seattle or while I'm on vacation. And so we're trying to provide that awareness for women in town as well and Southeast Alaska that it's in Juneau. You can get it closer so you don't have to go out of state for it anymore. One thing on Saturday that's different is we are actually going to have doctors from around town in the shop from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And they are going to be helping doing self breast exams, teaching self breast exams, when you should be doing it, how often you should be doing it, signs and symptoms of cancer. We actually have, I hope I don't say it wrong, Dr. Wang from Southeast Radiology and Oncology coming in to just let women know what sort of signs and symptoms they can be looking for if they do have anything that's worrisome.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like it's going to be really informative. Have you guys ever done anything like this before?
This is our second time doing it. Our first time was last year, right after we'd moved into our new location, mm-hmm. and it all happened so fast that we're like, I don't really know what happened.
So whirlwind.
It was a whirlwind. So this one's a little bit better planned out, a little more thought out, and we're really hoping that it can help women just understand that they have choices, they have options, and we want to make it better for them. So.
Yeah. Mastectomy Fit event this first Friday, October 4th at Bustin' Out Boutique, and Saturday as well. Would you mind reminding our listeners your hours and your location?
Sure. We've moved to 234 Front Street, so we're just down from the movie theater. And we are open on Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will be open later on Friday if it's busy. If not, then we might close at 6, but generally speaking, first Fridays are there a little later. So
that's great. And even if you're not there for the fit, you guys have a lot of other merchandise. How else would you describe some of the things that you have on offer?
Well, bras are definitely the biggest part of our inventory, but we also have great loungewear and we have really great price points too. We have everything from like $45 up to the high-end silks, and then we have some maternity and nursing clothing, mostly just loungewear, bras, and then some really great gift ideas.
And some jewelry.
And some jewelry, yeah. We have some great jewelry from the wonderful Wildwood Design, so she does a wonderful job. We're excited. And some fun kids stuff from some of the other artisans in town.
Oh, that's great. And the new location's working out for you?
It's doing really well. It's been amazing. It was very fun this summer being on the ground floor.
Excellent. Lindsay Burnett, co-owner of Bustin' Out Boutique, talking about the first Friday mastectomy fit event and Friday and Saturday and all the things going along with that. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. And thank you for doing this for our community.
Yeah, we're really happy to be doing it. It's our honor and our pleasure.
Well, thanks for being here and talking with me about that today. Is there anything else you want to add or mention while you're here?
I just want to say really quickly, thank you to Valley Medical, to Moon Cycle Medicine, to Juno Family Health and Birth Center, to Planned Parenthood, and to, there's one more, and I'm totally forgetting who it is. But they're going away.
Did you say Earth Song Wellness?
Earth Song Wellness. Thank you. And Earth Song Wellness for your doctors and midwives and people who are coming in to help with this event and make it better.
Cool. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you.